Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyando, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink, and let's get right into it. Hi guys, hope you guys are doing well. Just a disclaimer for this particular episode. We were recording remotely and this is my first ever remote recording. And so at some points, like actually the whole time, like the audio from my side is not good. And that's because I had to record using my headphones, which is never good because the sound is always distorted. And then when I wasn't recording without, when I was recording without my headphones rather, I couldn't hear her properly. So yeah, but I've learned for next time, my next remote recording, I'll figure something out to make the audio better. But I could say that we tried, because we are miles apart. And yeah, so guys, please enjoy the episode. For this particular episode, there'll be a part one and a part two because the footage was over 1.5 hours. Yeah, and I can't just put out an episode for that long. No one will listen. So yeah guys, thank you.
Hi guys, hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to another episode. I hope you guys had a good day, good night, good week, good weekend, whatever time you're listening to this. Thank you guys for your support on the previous episodes. So today I have a guest. I've known her for, I was trying to calculate how long I've known you. I think it's pushing 15 years.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong.
It's pushing a while. It's pushing a while.
She's my good friend. Known her from church. That's where we met.
Yeah. I think
I know so many people will be like, Sharon, you used to go to church. What? God.
That church.
You're my witness, and Nebu tell them I was even in the worship team.
Yeah, you were, and you have such a beautiful voice. You know, when I knew you, I knew you, it was, I think I had just joined Fishers, and then I was like, oh my God, look at that girl, she's so confident. I really want to be like her and sing.
Wow, really?
Yeah, no way.
Confident.
Yeah. You are really confident anytime you'd sing. Like, you'd sing with your heart. I was like, my goodness.
My
really?
What? Thank you. I would never have described myself as confident. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For you, I remember you used to lead church so beautifully, like, as the service leader. There's even a time you preached, I remember.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people who know me now. Hey, you preached.
Like, what? I remember. And I even think you were like wearing a white dress or a white top and a red skirt and red lipstick. I remember the red lipstick. But yeah, because I remember seeing you after the preaching. Like, I came to like tell you like the preaching was nice and all. Gosh.
My goodness.
Must have been like 2013, 2014. You know, those are 10 years ago.
Hey, no, please. That's to me 3 years ago. No, what do you mean 10? My God, what do you mean 10?
Imagine.
Hey, hey, no, lie. Gosh. Lie, you are lying.
It's crazy. Yeah, so, yeah, that's where I got to know you. We were both very active in church, serving in different, in the same ministry, but in different capacities.
Yeah.
But we'd see each other a lot because of that particular ministry.
Yeah.
I think we see each other like Saturdays and then Sundays. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now you're a psychologist.
Imagine.
And now you're doing your master's.
Oh, girl, my God.
In the UK. In the UK. Hey, guys, I have an international guest.
Huh? In the abroad. I call it in the abroad. I'm doing it in the abroad. Hey, my God.
Hey. Oh, gosh. How is that going?
Bloody hell. It's kicking my ass. Bloody hell.
Oh, gosh.
All mm-hmm. the character development that men in Nairobi gave me, all of them combined, is light years compared to how much character development I have been given by this degree in this country. My God.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're surviving. Okay. By the grace.
What town or city are you in?
I'm in Nottingham.
Oh, Nottingham, eh? Yeah. All right.
I keep saying in it. I'm like in it.
Okay. How's that going?
It's good. It was quite challenging, I think, at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was even telling, I keep telling people that I underestimated my move to the UK. I underestimated mm-hmm. how bloody difficult it's going to be, because it's bloody difficult. Like, you just packed up your life. I just decided one day, let me pack up my life and move. And then to people, it just seems like, because I remember when I posted it on Instagram, is when I had arrived. I had never mentioned it to anyone. I was never like, oh yeah, you guys, there's something big coming up. You know, there you tease people on Instagram. You're like, oh, something big is coming up. I'm going to do something big. Oh, this is the last time. I did none of that. I just kept posting as kawaida. And then one day I posted, you know, that I didn't even post that kwaheri that people always post.
Kenya, kwaheri Kenya.
Kwaheri Kenya, nothing. I posted myself in hugs and I'm like, oh yeah, but they guys have moved.
Yes. I think I saw that post and I was like, wait, what? Okay. Damn. Okay. This girl was moving to a whole new country, start a whole new life, and she didn't even warn us.
I told absolutely nobody. I think even my best friend, I had mentioned it to her. And then I just did that. I mentioned, I was like, oh yeah, but they have applied to school. And then I told her, the next time I told her, I was like, oh yeah, school. Yeah, I've been accepted. And then she's like, oh, great. Do you think you're going to go? I'm like, maybe, probably. Then the next thing she said, she's saying, because I had so much going on in my life at that time that I don't think I was able to properly process. I'd just lost my grandfather. I was like, and I hadn't even told him. So I think for me, it was, oh, I hadn't told him. Why am I telling you guys? Peace. It wasn't in a bad way. It was just...
Yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's so brave of you. Well done for the move and for your new life. I wish you well in all aspects of your life.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, do you have an affirmation for us? I think you should do it because I didn't prepare an affirmation. I don't even know why.
My affirmation is usually I am loved for being and not doing. Not for extras. I'm just loved for just being me and existing. That's it. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. So, do you want to be the one to introduce today's topic?
You're pushing me on this.
You might have not said your name. Okay. So, guys, today, my guest, her name is Audrey. She is such a wonderful friend. She is a kind-hearted person. The most genuine. You're always smiling.
Why?
Yeah. I've never seen you, like, not smiling. She is a baker.
Yes.
Is that the word to use? Is that the word?
No, I used to say pastry chef. but we can go with either or.
Pastry chef. Sorry. Forgive me. Yes, she's a pastry chef. She used so many things. A psychologist, master's student in Nottingham.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for accepting to be here. It's such a blessing to have you. Thank you
for having me as well.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah,
you're actually my first guest outside my family. Yeah.
In their abroad.
Okay. If this podcast doesn't get 2 million views, this particular episode,
let's hope. I will share it everywhere.
Me too. So yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for that beautiful affirmation.
You're welcome.
Do you want to introduce the topic? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but nimeongea sana.
You are putting me on the spot. Anyway, so today's topic is one that I love very much because it's about, you know, the character development we have faced.
Where? Ashatu.
This Nairobi. You think Nairobi is worse? Nottingham is even worse. The pressure.
For real.
Worse. What are stories? But anyway, that's a story for another day, isn't it? But yeah. Yes. So I was like, when we were discussing it, we were both thinking of red flags in relationships. Mm-hmm. Then we were like, oh, let's do red flags we missed in relationships, like things we saw. And then we were like, maybe it's going to turn into a green flag. I don't know what we were thinking.
Yeah, we were bulls running for the red, like we were attracted to the red flags because we are bulls. That's what we are.
Isn't red our favorite color? It's like, oh my god, red.
isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm going to be really brutally honest, and I'm going to cut a little. The thing about living in the abroad and without children, because I had children around me, and my parents, is now I cuss all the time. It's fun.
It's allowed. Express yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So who should start? You should start or I should start?
You could do one, then I do one.
Okay, so I do the first one.
Yeah.
Red, I think one red flag I missed in one relationship that appeared almost instantly was laziness.
Okay, I can relate to that.
let me expound. These people who do nothing all day, nothing, all of nothing, and they're always broke.
It's okay. Go ahead. I relate.
Because I think there's this one particular guy I dated, and oh my god, if he listens to this podcast, woo, Shariako.
So if the shoe fits.
So there's this one particular guy I dated, and I think I fell in love with potential, because all he'd tell me is, oh yeah, me when I get money, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, those guys, for if I get money, I'm going to, I fell in love with potential. But even the potential I was falling in love with was never there, because even everything he used to say was... you know, the dreamers, may I call them dreamers, those men who tell you their big dreams, they come, they sit you down, they're like, okay, so if I get money, I'm going to build. I'm like, so, and I kept asking him, so how are you going to get money? He's like, even I don't know, but I don't like my course. He was studying a course he didn't like, and he actually dropped out at some point. And even then I didn't run. That time I'm struggling to now build up my business. I'm still looking for work. So me on this other side, I'm hustle. Him, I couldn't do anything. He tried these online jobs, even getting him through the training was just... I remember he did one job and he was paid 50 bob. And guess what I did?
What did you do? Oh, God.
I was like, wow, congratulations. I'm so proud. He was paid 50 bob. Shani was paid 50 bob. And I was there, I'm like, yeah, you see, you've been paid 50 bob for doing, it was a very small piece of work, it was like transcribing. And he was like, oh, she was paid 50 bob. And I was like, wow, congratulations, I'm so proud of, I look at myself. So I think that's a red flag I missed, because I fell in love with potential, because he kept saying, oh, once I figure myself out. And then, you know, it was also in the throes of mental health issues. So I was like, aki sasa ni kuacha. Si utasema mi ni mbaya juu nimekuacha juu depression, you know. And depression is really hard. But hey, never again.
I agree with you. I actually had a similar point. Mine was lack of ambition.
Snaps fingers. If toes can be snapped,
snap them. Okay. So my experience, I've had so much experience with that. But one of I'll share two. One of them was the same way. This guy wasn't doing anything like with his life. He didn't want to finish his course in school and everything. And then, but he would always talk about owning like big cars and stuff like that. But when I ask him, like, okay, but what is your plan to get there? He doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went online because I was really, really like, I really wanted to help this guy. So I found that the UK was actually looking for, what are they called? Health service workers. I think that's what they're called.
Yeah, like
you just go, you take care of like people in their homes. They train you for free, then you just go, you take care of people in their homes. And I was like, it was paying really well. I was like, okay, like you could go and do this. Like, because I really want to move to the UK in the future. So even if like if it's meant to be, we will still meet over there. Like, he was like, no, 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 I don't want to leave you. I'm like, but you're doing nothing here. Like, like, bro. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't want to leave
me? What do you mean you don't want to leave me?
You're doing nothing here. Literally, you're doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I even, like, sent him, like, videos on, like, people who have, like, the application process. And he didn't want to do it at all. Yeah, so that's one. The other one was I was seeing this guy. He had a lot of money, like he's from a well-off family. But he doesn't have drive himself. So you know, like sometimes you can come from like a well-off family, like maybe you're going to inherit so much, but what will you do once you inherit it? You
get?
So it was one of those things. So he would get a lot of money, and I would encourage him, like, okay, like maybe you can save this amount, because you don't need all this money for the month. You can save this amount, and then you can invest in something. He was like, yeah, I'll do it. He never did. Like, it even got to a point, like, I was feeling like now I'm just bothering him, because he would be, like, he'd be rude even when I'd suggest things like that. So, yeah, one of my biggest red flags is lack of ambition.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What Bob the Builder? We've really been Bob the Builder-ing this man.
We have.
We really have. Bob the Builder. But me, I'm glad I've Bob the Builder. The man now, I need to Bob the Builder furniture in the UK. That's it. Those skills are transferable.
Period.
Bloody hell. Your next experience?
My next one.
Yeah.
Okay. So communication. Lack of communication.
Oh,
I can't stand it. Like even if I start talking about this, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah,
because I can't stand it. Like, why can't you just communicate?
Yeah,
like, and this is a big problem with somebody. We've been very on and off with this person. And it's always this whole communication thing. Mm. Like, how are you waking up today?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've talked the day before. Actually, the crazy thing is, mm-hmm. he's the one who said, like, his biggest problem is if I don't communicate.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm like, okay, cool. I'll do my best. I'll communicate. I'm communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm busy, I'll be like, I'm busy. I can't talk to you right now. We'll talk mm-hmm. another time.
Mm-hmm.
How does this person wake up mm-hmm. one day? We've actually just talked the previous day about this.
Mm-hmm.
And go the whole weekend
mm-hmm.
without saying anything. Like, nothing like, I'm going to be busy for the whole weekend, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this. Like, you just disappear the whole
it's
weekend.
It's just silence. Nothing. Yeah. No text.
Yes.
No. No, in fact, even her emoji to be like, oh, I'm thinking about you. Nothing.
Nothing. And then when he came back, he was like, oh, I had a family thing. Like, you need to understand that. I'm like, he could have said that instead of, you know me, I'm crazy. I will go and put up missing posters of you. Like, how do you just disappear? Eh. You'll find yourself trending on Twitter.
I was with my family, because where you are, there's no service. Because you can't even call, like, even if your phone went off, can't you use, you know my number? Don't you know my number?
Okay. Yeah.
Because come on, you could have texted.
Exactly.
And that's funny, because.
But truthfully, he was with his family, but it's still annoying. Like, why can't you communicate?
Okay.
Yeah.
My point on communication was the too busy mm-hmm. guy. The guy who's always stupid. Mm-hmm. You call him?
Yes.
You call him, he doesn't pick. And I think for me, a pet peeve I have is if mm-hmm. I call you, you don't pick mm-hmm. up.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you don't pick up, you don't call me back in, like, the next hour. And I know you have your phone. Do you know what I mean?
Of course you have your phone. Yeah.
Of course you have your phone.
Unless you're doing, like, some brain surgery, which you have to have told me about.
No, me, I've never even dated a doctor. Let's start there. Me, I've never dated a doctor. So I don't understand what is too busy for you to text me and to tell me, "Oh, by the way, sorry, I can't pick up your..." That drives me up the wall. It drives me up the wall. Yeah. Like,
or what about the ones who you call, mm-hmm. then they don't return your call. Then they text you and be like, "I got your missed call. What's up?"
Hey. Let me tell you, I've been in a similar situation.
Yeah.
This guy, I think we had fought-ish, and we'd fought, mm-hmm. and then, like, things were left very uneasy between us. And already I had anxiety about that. Then I'd called him at night, because we used to, mm-hmm. like, the way when you're liking someone, you want to do, like, a check-in and check-out, like, oh, yeah, but then I'm going to bed. So we used to do that. Like, he'd call me when he's going to bed. He's like, oh, yeah, my day was like this. So we never used to text a lot, but there was always the morning call and, like, the night call. And so I'm calling this guy. He doesn't pick up. Mm-hmm. I call him at, like, 8:30, and then I call him again at, like, 9:30. Hey, he doesn't pick up. So those are two missed calls. But tell me why brother friend at 2 a.m. sends me a text, and then he's like, oh, sorry, so your call, what's up? I'm like, And he doesn't offer an explanation of I was asleep, because you'd know if someone is asleep. And then I knew him, even if he zimas. No, actually what he said, which was very suspicious, is like, sorry, my phone was charging in the bedroom. What's up? Now, Cheyenne had been to this bedroom. There is no bloody way he'd have left his phone in the room to charge, and then he goes to his living room. There's no bloody way. There was just... So, me, Kwanza, those things give me anxiety. Actually, I call you, and then you decide that you're not going to pick up my call. And then you don't text me. Oh, no, now we've broken up. And trust me, I've ended. I end relationships like that. I called you. You've been, I'm done. No, I'm done.
Yeah.
So you better come back with a bloody good excuse, like you are in brain surgery. Even if you're not a doctor, tell me something. Because, amen.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Bloody hell. Man.
Oh, crazy. It's crazy.
Men are crazy.
Anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my next one is very is like controversial, not controversial, like it's like cancels out the other point.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy that is always texting me and is always calling me, that's a red flag.
Yes.
Now I want communication, but come on now, let me breathe.
It's giving idol. It's giving insecure.
No, for me, it's giving control. You're calling me.
It's giving controlling.
The whole day. You're texting me the whole day. Don't you have a job, sir? You're texting me. With what time are you now concentrating on your job? Because now I'm not dating anyone who's at in school, who's working from home, who's... So why are you always calling me? And I had an ex who would do this. And I think for me, I had to unlearn that it's not coming from an, oh, he really wants to keep in contact with me.
Because thinking about me.
Yeah, I had to unlearn that because it was really controlling. Cheyenne, nilikuwa nakasikua ati, nimefika home na sijasema. That's a fight.
Okay, I've done that before. Personally, I've done that before, but not because actually I've talked to you like the whole time. It's because you've not communicated, like I said, but not as you...
Chan, this guy would talk from when Nitok actually... I used to be at UN. And then from UN, I used to pick a mat at Koja because I used to go meet my parents in, like, Westlands for them to pick me up. So from UN, I've walked through Jivanji, then I've gone into Koja, we're on phone. Then I'd get into the mat, we are still talking. Then when I get into my parents' car, that's when I'll be like, oh, I've gotten into my parents' car. Siwacha, I'll talk to you when I'm home. And then now I've not told him I'm home. Do you know it became a fight?
Okay, that's crazy. That one is crazy.
It was a fight. Or we'd also fight, like, for example, we are supposed to talk. We used to talk every day. Hey, young love. Mpaka you set, we used to set time to talk. So we used to talk.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
9 p.m.
Wow.
We used to talk from 9 p.m. till whatever time. And then if I start sounding like I want to end the call, he gets annoyed. He's like, you've changed. Kitambo, we used to talk for so long. Now we are talking
an
hour. And that time, we've texted the whole day. But let me tell you, a man who starts calling me, and Kwanza calls me and tells me, you haven't called me in a while. Like, the last time we spoke was like in the morning, so I was wondering if you're okay. Bloody hell, what do you mean if I was okay? I'm working.
Yeah, that's controlling.
Hey, no, that's
controlling.
That's for me a red flag I missed because I was like, oh, he really likes me and wants to talk to me. Hey, bloody hell. No.
To be young
and foolish. I'd want to go back and be young and foolish.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've experienced that as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had to like switch off all my notifications on my phone because, like, I'd even come online, like I'm in class, and like notes have been sent on like our class WhatsApp group. So, like if there's okay, like a presentation or something, and the person is not projecting. So I'd go on the class WhatsApp group and check the presentation out. This person would see me online. Literally, it's like it would take 5 seconds of me being online, and this person would start calling me, texting me, why are you online and you're not texting me? I'm like, I'm in class.
Hey.
So I had to remove my online status from showing. I had to remove my notification because, oh, God.
A and someone is listening and they're like, oh, you should have just left. No, we couldn't. We were in love.
We couldn't. You guys don't get it.
We don't get it. We were in love. We were like, we can stomach this long as. And that's the thing. These people are not all bad. It's just, you know, they're this.
Okay, mine, to be fair, they were bad.
Okay. No, even mine, I'm just trying to sugarcoat. Yeah. Ati wao walinionea. Hey, walikuwa wabaya. So mmesikia mlikuwa wabaya.
What's another one for me? Hygiene. I don't even think we need to talk about this.
Bloody hell. Hey. Oh my god, I've even forgotten about hygiene. How hell? Oh, please go on. Speak on.
It's just that. Like, please brush your teeth, shower. Wear roll on. I was with this guy. You're laughing at me already. Oh,
no, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at myself. Trust me, I'm laughing at myself. Go on.
As this guy, he had like really bad breath. And like, I remember like the first time like we met, it was like, hi. And I was like, No, what? And why is it always the people with bad breath? Like their HS are so prominent. How are you? Oh no.
And why are they always in your face? Why is it always?
Yeah. And I know I should have been like, no. But I was like, okay, maybe like it's a bad day. Okay. And I'm not like the type of person to like confront you and be like, bruh, go and brush your teeth. Which unless like I'm very, very comfortable with you. Like when we started like actually got together, I was more like, yeah, you need to brush your teeth like thrice a day. And sometimes like he'd brush his teeth. You know, there's even a time, I'm telling you, I saw this meme somewhere and I tried it. It was like, how do you tell somebody with bad breath that, like, they have bad breath? And it was like, I'm bored. Let's do something fun together. Let's go brush our teeth. I swear I tried that. And, like, I was even like, okay, like, let's do like this. I swear, in front of me, I was like, okay, like, behind your tongue. Like,
let's are you serious?
Brush. Yeah.
That's giving my baby vibes. That's giving my child vibes. Because that's what I did to my child. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's giving toddler vibes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's like men are wired like that. Because I think I was talking to my friend at the time. And she's like, oh, yeah. Guys just don't generally shower every day. And I'm like, what do you mean they don't shower every day? The thing for me is if I hug you and I smell, so that's it.
Oh my god, I hate that.
I'm hugging you and then all I can smell is sweat, and then it's not, you know, there's the sweat that's like from the gym, so it's not bad.
It's not that. It's
my god.
It's choking, even like it falling. Chokes you.
The birds are falling. Like in the cartoons, the birds are falling.
It's true.
Oh, bloody hell. Like, I don't understand why your clothes are not clean. Like, you're walking around with clothes with stains. I'm like, brother friends, let's...
Yeah.
You know. It's... Oh. Okay, yeah, true. Hygiene is a red flag.
It's a big red flag, actually. Because how you gonna take care of me if you can't take care of yourself?
That's I think that's something I keep telling guys. It's like, if you can't take care of yourself, me, I don't understand how you can take care of me. You can't be preaching here, I'll take care of you. How? How?
How?
How? How?
Simple brushing teeth. No.
No. No.
No. Oh, gosh. This is so funny. Yeah.
Brush teeth, clean clothes,
roll on, please. Roll on.
It please. Don't tell me about the chemicals. Don't tell me about too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
I can imagine I can forgive like not wearing cologne, but please wear roll on.
Yes, roll on, yes. But don't start telling us the story of, oh, you know, it has toxins. Well, too bad. Too bad.
Yeah.
This just came to Amekufa. Hey, wait, let me not say that, and then people have died.
But I don't know. Maybe, like, if you have, like, a skin. But they're still natural.
Yeah, they are natural. Yeah. So, I guess, yeah.
There's really no excuse, actually. Yeah.
And shower.
They're vegan roll-ons. If you're vegan, they're vegan roll-ons.
Yeah.
This is actually my excuse. Oh, God.
Hey.
Okay,
My next one is very TMI. My next red flag is that sex is always about you.
Girl, please. That one should be the first one.
Because why is it brother friends? It's always oh, I've come too bad. Oh, can we go? You will sort you out round two, and then round two never comes.
Round two never comes.
And then you roll over and fall asleep. You fall asleep.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
You have the audacity to sleep. And you can want to tell me, oh, baby, that was good. Did you come? If you ask me, I definitely didn't.
Yeah. Louder. Louder for the people at the back. Louder. And because they need to hear. They need to hear.
And I think for me, I think when at the beginning of sex used to be like, oh, more about him than about me. Squeezy, sikuweki. Especially if you're doing nothing in the bedroom, I sleep there like a cockroach and make no sound.
Oh, God.
Sleep there like a cockroach and make no, there's no even. You see that people are like, I'll fake it for me. I won't fake it for you. I'll fake it if, like,
but then we faked for so many years.
Yes.
And it's not beneficial to us, baby.
Me, that's a red flag to have, because if he is selfish in the bedroom, and there are people who are very, like, very digging, you know, if you are selfish in the bedroom, you're selfish everywhere else.
That's true.
Nothing God gave you for free. All you have to do is move.
Imagine that's true. That's so true.
No. No.
Have you experienced this like recent, like in like your more aware years? Like what did you do about it? Like, did you be like, bro, imagine no?
Yeah. I actually laid there like a cockroach and did nothing and didn't moan nothing. No, even, you know, those fake qualms you do. Like, even that, me, I don't even have the time to fake it anymore.
That one knows.
Like, oh, what's wrong? Is there anything wrong? I'm like, yeah, you're a selfish bastard. I said it like that. There was the same way I'm telling you, the same way I told him. And he's like, oh, no, what more can I do? So I get that sex is not like the way it's portrayed in movies. Well, me, I read a lot of books.
In porn, in books. Oh, books. Books are so good. Oh god,
books are really good. I've read so many books, so I know it's not like that, and I know it needs some communication. But then at least I offer communication, and even after the communication, you gaslight me and say, "Oh well, it's you who's not doing," or you know, did someone tell me? I think there's someone who told me, oh no, you're not even wet enough. I'm like, there's a reason. It's you.
You're not giving me time. How you just, okay, we've entered your house. We have removed our clothes. You are already, okay. It's painful. Hey, chances are I'm not even mourning. I'm crying.
Hey, it's not giving. It's giving nothing.
Yeah, so, you need to marinate me, like, take me slow, you know?
Yeah, you know, and guys who actually believe it's bing, bam, boom. I know there are girls who like that, not me. And I'm usually very, because I'm an over-communicator, I will tell you everything. So everything you do, especially if I need to see you don't know how to do anything. I'm like, it's okay, brother friend, I'll guide your hand, we'll do this, or maybe this. Yeah. And then even after I tell you try all of that, you still want to flip me around like a chapa. No. You're not flipping. No. Kifo chamende. With no money. And with nothing. I'm just laying there. Don't start asking me who's your daddy. No one. No one.
No one. Definitely not you, sir. Oh, my gosh.
No. No. No.
Oh, but God.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Imagine that one is so important.
Yes.
Me, I think, for me, like, if we are in a relationship, I'll let you off the first time. The second time, I'll tell you, I'll be like, I'll try and communicate. But the further we get into the relationship, I get more confident, and I'll be like, no, I actually don't like that. Like, you need to do this and this and this. Like, I like this and this.
Bloody hell. Sometimes I'm like, maybe God was right to tell us to wait. And then, but I'm like, hey, what if I wait and then it's bad? No.
You wait and then you just okay. Kudos to those who are waiting. We're not shaming you, but
we are not. We really admire you. Me, I admire you. For me, me admire you.
I admire you, but the way I am set up, I need to know. I need to know. I need some knowledge. Like, and not words. But then another red flag is guys who really talk. Like all bark and no bite, especially like in terms of in anything really, but sexually, But then me imagine if you come to me and you start telling me about this girl you had sex with and how it was, how good you were, for me no, I won't. Actually, that's a turn off for me because, bro.
For me, my turn off is you tell me will have me crying and begging, and then I come
and drink 16 rounds. Oh, God.
I generally don't like men who brag. Like, even if you start bragging to me about, oh, yeah, so at work, yeah, I'm the one who. Done the best, I'm the best. Don't come being cocky at me, please. Don't come.
Let me see it. You don't have to say it.
The way we were being told at Kibaya Chajuza, Kizuri Chajuza, what is that?
Me, don't ask me, babe. I don't know.
Who are you? Hey. Sorry.
I was waiting to hear. Even if you said the wrong thing, I would have just agreed with you.
yell.
Yeah.
Niggas who talk themselves up and then you do nothing. You do nothing. Granted, I've not even been with that many guys, but anyway. My red flags are very serious to the point that if you start doing it, I run. But yeah, that one I had, the one for sex, I had to learn to run very early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone needs to talk about how in our early years we didn't really understand how sex worked.
Mm-hmm.
And we were always there to just please the guy.
We were overperforming.
We were really overperforming because I even think even now when I'm 30, I look back and I'm like, oh yeah, even in my late 20s, because now I'm in my mid 30s, I look at it and I'm like, hey, by there I overperformed. Because bloody hell. And how we pretend to enjoy things. Oh, no.
The fake mourning needs to end. We all need to stop it, all of us. Like, we need to come together as women and decide. It's no more. Because we're not helping ourselves. You're not going to help. Like, if you guys break up, you're not helping your sister out, your next sister.
And the whole, I have a very big issue with the whole, and I think this should be a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
The one for I can't strap up, condoms don't fit. Sorry?
What do you mean? Sorry?
Sorry?
Actually, it doesn't feel as nice.
But again, you don't want children.
And diseases.
And please don't get me started. You know, there's a time I worked as a HTS counselor, HIV testing services counselor. Let me tell you, I saw life. Yeah. And thank God that actually happened before I started actively having sex. Let me tell you, we'll go get tested and you'll still wrap it up. I don't joke.
Yeah.
I don't joke. But I think there's this one guy, and I'm really sad that this happened recently. But I was I really liked this guy. Like, I really liked him. And I think it was also very intimidating for me because the only people I'd ever been with were like the same age, a year or 2 years older than me, max. So
yeah.
Maybe we're the same age or like, you know, he was older by a year or by 2 years. And so this guy was older than me by, I have to say, 7. So he was in his 30s at that time. He actually had just turned 30, and I'd never been with an older guy. And he'd take me on these beautiful dates, and he'd pay. And that time we were spending like 6,000-7,000. So I think I was a bit intimidated, I'm not going to lie. And so every time we'd have sex, he'd be like, oh no, but they wouldn't fit. And then he'd become, and then I'm like, oh no, but I don't, when was the last time we got tested? Can we go get tested together? He's like, no, I got tested recently, and things like that. And then I think one time I was like, oh no, we have to have the condom on. And then he became sad. He's like, not sad, like angry. Not sad, angry. Angry. And then I was like, oh fuck it, let's just, okay, to make him happy. Oh my gosh, hey.
Yeah, that is so sad. Please don't ever do that again.
Thank you. I don't know what I was thinking with. So thankfully, because of that one time, I had always gotten scared that, because I had never gotten tested in anything. So thankfully, I was fine. Thank God, but it wouldn't always be the case. So yeah, but hey, where? That was, woo.
Yeah. Don't ever do that again. Please make sure you're happy. Because you'll be happy for that moment.
And then
for 2 minutes, okay, hopefully he didn't last 2 minutes, but like that period, and then after that you will not be happy.
Because other than like getting pregnant, diseases, and even if children come.
My biggest fear is not even pregnancy, it's diseases.
Yes. Yeah, it was, that was wild. That was really wild. I keep rethinking that, and I'm like, woof, Jehovah, woof, that was a lot. Yeah. But we are thankful. We are thankful. Yeah. Okay. I think, yeah, I've given mine.
So that brings us to the end of part one. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for keeping for your continuous support. Please keep sharing, commenting, liking, following or subscribing, and then also kindly follow me on my social media platforms. For the podcast, it's lolpodcast_ke, and then for my personal social media, it's Cheche_Oyando or Cheyenne Oyando. And yeah, so have a good time, guys. Don't forget to live out loud, laugh out loud, and love out loud. I look forward to you guys listening to part two. Bye.